evening, everyone. Welcome to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln. It's time for the final game of the day at Pershing Auditorium. It is C1 quarterfinal matchup. As the two teams that use the wild card and deserve to be here are here. The Minden Whippets and the Pierce Blue Jays get ready to do battle here this evening. The winner will get Shadron. Shadron was a winner just a little while ago over Lincoln Christian, 54-43. And another score of note, Seward, trying for its fifth consecutive state title, gone to overtime tonight, and they're able to win it over Holdridge, 50-43. It was 42-42. Seward didn't get a point until about 2 minutes left in the overtime, and then Holdridge started fouling early after they turned it over. Seward scored to go up 43-42, and then there was some fouling started by Holdridge, or 44-43. They started to foul, and Seward made their free throws, and Holdridge never scored again. And so Seward will advance on with the victory. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Good, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, with you here on this Thursday night. We'll run down the scores from around the state tournament. We'll also hear from head coach Rick Cremosta here in just a moment. We'll take a break and be back with more after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at what has happened so far at the state tournament today. In Class A, the semifinals are set. Millard West defeats Lincoln Northeast 65-45. Lincoln Southeast pulls away late to beat Bellevue East 57-49. The top seed Bellevue West had their hands full before holding off Omaha Benson 53-51. And Omaha Central clips Millard North 61-60. In Class B, South Sioux City falls to the number one seed Beatrice, but another close one, 59-56 Orange. It was Norris 44, Gretna 43, and as we just told you before the break, Seward beats Holdridge in overtime 50-43. Grand Island Northwest and McCook getting ready to play at the Devaney Center. Earlier here today in C1, the first game was just atrocious from the field. Kearney Catholic shot 20% for the game and won, as Norfolk Catholic shot only 16%. 39-31, Kearney Catholic with the win. They'll play Wahoo, a 45-31 winner over Fillmore Central. That game tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Devaney Center. Shadron beats Lincoln Christian 54-43. They'll play the winner of this game tomorrow at the Sports Center at 3:45. In C2, Hastings St. Cecilia beats Sutton 50-34. Hershey down North Platte St. Pat's 53-34. St. Cecilia and Hershey here at Pershing tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Crofton blows out North Bend Central 54-19, and Homer beats Aquinas 54-39. In D1, it was Pender over Palmer 70-30. Emerson Hubbard beat Friend 52-45. West Point Guardian Angels, no problem with Arapahoe, 83-28. And O'Neill St. Mary's and Sutherland about to get underway at Lincoln Northeast. And finally in T2, Falls City Sacred Heart beats Sandhills Bedford 57-42. Osmond over Deschler 42-27, and Lindsay Holy Family over Juanita Palisades 69-39. Giltner is taking on two-time defending state champion Wynot right now at Lincoln East, and you can hear it live on the Breeze 94.5 FM, and you can hear both the games on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're getting ready for Minden and Pierce, and we'll hear from Minden coach Rick Cremosta right after this timeout on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
The folks at Bob Sass Flowers know spring is right around the corner. They know it because it's girls' state basketball, and the beautiful merchandise that Dave and Amy ordered from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're pleased to be joined by the head coach at Minden High School and Rick Cremosta as they are back here. They were one step short last year, maybe just 2 minutes short last year, and now they're trying to get back to a state championship. But first, got to get through Pierce, and Coach, great to see you back down here.
Oh, it's always good to be down here, that's for sure, but we're a long ways away from a state championship game, let me tell you. It'll be a battle tonight This Pierce team's a good ball team, so it's going to be a real challenge, but our girls are looking forward to it.
Tell me what the main difference is between the team you came down here with last year as to what you are putting on the floor today.
Oh, I don't know. Every team is different, Doug. You can go through a lot of different scenarios. And, the team I got this year, it's just a different ball team, and we're a good ball team. We can win any night, but we probably just haven't been quite as consistent as maybe the ball team I had last year. But, on any given night, we can beat anybody. I know that.
All year, from the day that the pairings, the districts came out, it seemed like all anybody wanted to talk about was Minden and Kearney Catholic were going to meet and how great that was going to be. Did that overtake either team? I mean, you can't speak for Kearney Catholic, but how much was that on the mind of everybody, that knowing that one of the two teams was going to have to use a wild card to get here?
Oh, I don't know. I can't say that. Maybe all you sports people thought that, but I didn't really feel that way. I mean, we were just kind of trying to play it one at a time, and I guess maybe in the back of everybody's mind, you knew it would come down to Kearney and Minden playing, but, I don't know. It's just the way it turned out. There's tough districts all over the state. So we're fortunate that we had a good regular season, and we were rewarded with a wild card, and we feel like we deserve to be down here, and we feel that we're getting that second chance, Doug, and maybe we can use that to our benefit and come out and play some inspired basketball tonight.
Well, absolutely. There's no doubt you guys deserve to be here. One of the top two or three teams in the state, I believe, and get a chance to prove it here tonight. But the long layoff now, without having played a game since the last game was in the sub-districts, how have things been going, and did you do anything different with so much time off?
No, we probably did go back, and you get into the battle of the season, especially late in the season with conference play and all this going on. You don't have a lot of practice time. You try to prepare your team for each game rather than really working on the fundamentals of basketball some. And we did. We went back and worked on a lot of fundamentals all last week. And we hope that pays off tonight. We got to get better on the defensive end. We got to bear down and grit it out a little bit more and take a little bit more pride in that. And that would be a key for us tonight.
Talking with Minden Coach Rick Cremosta here in the pregame as they get ready to take on Pierce. All right, give us your scouting report on Pierce. We know they've got a little bit of height. They don't have one stud player that gets you 15, 20 points a game. What's your scouting report?
Well, they definitely have a lot of team height. They have 3 6-footers, 6'1", 6'2" girls on the court at all times. And, we don't have that kind of height, Doug, and we're going to have to rely a little bit on our outside scoring, and we'll have to hit some shots. They're a good athletic team, too. They're just not big. These girls are athletic. They can run the court. They're long, good post moves, got a good perimeter score. They got a good point guard. They really got a good all-rounded team. And like you said, they don't have one or two kids. They got four or five that average about 8-9 points a game. So they're very balanced, and and you can't just key on one or two kids.
It looks like it should be one of those nights where maybe some long rebounds, even on the missed threes. Your girls have been pretty good about following their shots this year.
We're going to have to go get some second shots. And I think that the last few games of the year, that was one thing we didn't maybe do as well as we had all year. We just didn't compete for second shots, didn't compete on the defensive end of the court like we need to. So we need to bring that tonight. And our girls are anxious to get back on the court. It has been, seems like a long, long time. But, you know, we played one of our better games right out of the chute this season against Southern Valley. And we hadn't played a game in 6 months. So we hope, you know, this week and a half layoff doesn't hurt us. I know it won't. I know our kids are hungry to get back out there.
Well, finally, it's already been the talk around here today. Shadron's about the only team that hasn't had any problems scoring here today at Pershing. Has that, you've played here enough and different kids, does that factor in, or do you just think that's a myth?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's 10 foot on each side, isn't it, Doug? And
that's what 15 I say.
Foot free throws. Both teams are, it's the same, you know. It can be a problem, but it's the same for both teams. And it's whatever it is. You know, we just got to come out and compete and play with a little bit more passion. And we're going to be fine. I really do believe that.
All right, Coach. We always appreciate the time. We'll talk with you afterwards. And hopefully we can do this again tomorrow.
Absolutely, Doug. Great to see you again. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Hermosta, head coach of the Minden Lady Whippets, getting ready to take on the Pierce Lady Blue Jays, and we'll look at the starting lineups after this timeout.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First off, for the visitors, the Lady Blue Jays of Pierce. They will go with number 10, a 5'8" senior, Katie Atkins. Number 14 is a 6-foot senior, Rannigan Stanacek. Number 20 is a 5'6" junior, J.C. Bretschneider. Number 34 is a 6-foot senior, Rachel Wiedenfeld. And number 44 is a 6'2" senior, Christina Kepke. The head coach of the Pierce Lady Blue Jays is Darren Sindelar, assisted by Lisa Muse and Philip Wiedenfeld. Pierce is 20-4 on the season, ranked second and third in the two newspapers. And they defeated Battle Creek, but lost to Norfolk Catholic in their sub-district final. And that is why they are here on the wild card. This is their fourth trip to state, but the first time that Pierce has been to state since 1995 out of the Mid-State Conference. They average 48.5 points on offense, but are holding teams to just 31 points per ball game. And they did have that impressive 47-42 win at Kearney Catholic earlier this year, coming down south to play a team. Their losses, Crofton twice, West Point Guardian Angels, and Norfolk Catholic. So no slouches there for the Pierce Lady Blue Jays, who are 20-4. For the Minden Lady Whippets, no changes in their lineup this year. Number 22, 5'8" junior, Brooke Kissinger. Number 33, 5'9" senior, Elena Boudreau. Number 40, 5'9" junior, Jamie Kissinger. Number 45, 5'10" freshman, Rebecca Stewart. And number 54, 5'11" senior, Sydney Stadler. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Don Miller, Greg Sartorius, and Kylie Edson. Minden is 19-4 on the season. They defeated Gibbon in the first round of the sub-districts and fell to Kearney Catholic in the sub-district final. They are also here on a wild card. This is their ninth trip to state. They were the C1 runner-up last year when Sandy Creek pulled away in the final 2 minutes to defeat the Minden Lady Whippets out of the Southwest Conference. They are ranked fourth in the state of Nebraska. Now, as far as scoring, Brooke Kissinger gets you 19.5 points a game. Jamie Kissinger, 16. Rebecca Stewart, 13. And it doesn't take long to figure out that is 48 of the 58 points that this team averages on offense. They give up 44 on defense. Pierce, much more balanced. Rachel Tucker leads the way with 10 points per ball game. That's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll be back in a minute.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue, the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, we're a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And you heard us right, Pierce, their leading scorer, doesn't even start. That's the 6'1 sophomore in Tucker, so they have got some pretty good balance on this Blue Jay team. We have got Pierce and Minden. The 2013 state tournament continues right after this timeout.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Pershing Auditorium, where Grable, Coyle, and Rosno from our listening area are the officials for this evening's final basketball game of the day. And again, don't forget Gilder and Wynott currently on the breeze, 94.5 FM. It'll be the home white and purple trim for Minden, the traveling blue and white trim for Pierce, as we get ready to get this C1 opening round game underway here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thanks for making us your choice for state tournament basketball. Jumping center for Pierce will be Kepke, and for Minden will be Sydney Stadler. As we're ready to put the ball in the air, Randy Coyle tosses it up. The opening tip will be controlled by the Minden Whippets, and Stewart will grab the opening tip. Get in the hands of Jamie Kissinger. She attacks right away. One-hand runner with the left is up no good. Ball is out of bounds off of Pierce. No, off of Minden. And it'll be Pierce basketball. Thought that that had bounced off of Kepke, but apparently not. So Kissinger attacked right away to try to get things going for Minden. It didn't work. They're going full court, man-to-man. Bringing the ball up the floor will be Atkins. She takes it all the way left-hand corner, then kicks it back up top to Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld will give it to Atkins against a man-to-man tight defense here for the Minden Whippets. Up top, trying to find some room is Wiedenfeld. Rachel dumps it into the right-hand corner, driving baseline, short jumper by the guard. J.C. Brettschneider is up, and it is in, and Pierce has the first bucket of the ball game to lead 2-0. They'll throw over the top Stewart. Stewart finds some room, dribbles in, draws the contact, no whistle. Shot is off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Kepke, and here comes Pierce. I think Minden was expecting that something would be called there one way or the other, and the shot was well off the mark after the contact. Brettschneider gets it over to Atkins. Atkins back up top to Kepke. Swings it right side to Brettschneider. Brettschneider left-hand dribble to the wing. Gives it off there to Atkins. Very patient right now. Stanacic hands it off there to Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld finds a little seam. Left-hand runner no good, but the offensive put back up and in by Christina Kepke. And she's got her second rebound, and Pierce is up by a score of 4-0. Minden will have to do a better job boxing out. Baseball pass down the floor to Sydney Stadler. Back out Jamie Kissinger. ball knocked away there by Brett Schneider. Fight for it. Jump ball. Arrow points the way of Pierce. So a rough start here for Minden in the early going. Pierce already up 4-0, and they've got the basketball back 90 seconds into the game. Last year, Minden got to the state tournament, as we said, all the way to the championship game. As the ball is knocked away in the backcourt. And a foul is going to be called on Brooke Kissinger. And the reach-in foul will be the first of the game on Minden. So they continue to put on that full-court pressure in the backcourt, hoping to force some turnovers. Pierce finds Stanacek, though, as she is the open player in this party. And up the floor, Pierce clears it out. Get the ball across the timeline on the right wing with Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld all the way in, has her shot blocked out of bounds by Sydney Stadler. And Pierce not having any problem getting the ball into the paint right now, and that cannot be a good sign for this Minden Whippet ball club. Pierce, inbounds play, set up here, looking to find a three in the left-hand corner. Instead, it'll be a little short of that, and it's up and in anyway by Rachel Wiedenfeld. And a timeout called by Coach Rick Cremosta. It is a 30-second timeout, 6:06 to go here in quarter number one, 6-0 Pierce.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
State High School Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com at the corner of Stolle Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island. And it is Minden with the basketball, trying to break that press. They throw over the top to Stadler, out to Jamie Kissinger. Her long three is no good, and the ball is going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Pierce. Minden, when they do shoot, they're taking some pretty quick shots right now, trying to get things going before the defense is set for Pierce. Inbounds pass comes outside the arc to Stewart, to Boudreau. Off a couple of picks, Boudreau drives instead of the pass. Her shot hits the front of the rim. It was a good drive, just couldn't finish. Ball's loose on the floor. We'll end up getting a jump. It'll be Minden's. As fighting things over there were Elena Boudreau and Brannigan Stanacek. 5:46 to go here in the first quarter. 6-0 Pierce. Inbounds pass to Stewart. Up top to Kissinger. Fakes the three, drives right side, crossover, can't get the shot away. Back up top to Stadler. Back to the three-point line. It's up and in for Brooke Kissinger. And Minden is on the board. They're going to need to hit some of those threes tonight against this stout Pierce defense. Up the floor with it will be Brannigan Stanacek over to Brett Schneider. Brett Schneider gives it off on the right wing. Tries the pass inside, wide open for the layup. It's going to be Christina Kempke off the back screen. First, second bucket, and it is 8-2. Minden last year beat Hershey in the first round. Hershey's now in C2, and they won today as Jamie Kissinger goes coast-to-coast. Scoop shot no good. Ball out of bounds to Minden. And then they beat Boone Central in the second round last year to avenge a loss to them earlier in the season and fell to Sandy Creek in the final 51-45. Now the inbounds pass for Minden will come up top to Kissinger, down low to Stewart. She turns, she's stuffed underneath. Ball comes loose, and the putback is no good. Rebound brought down by Kepke, and Kepke and Wiedenfeld having their way right now for the Pierce Lady Blue Jays. 8-3, 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. With it on the wing is Wiedenfeld. Back up top, Kepke, unguarded. She's not going to shoot the three, gives it to Brett Schneider. Dribbles in off the screen, shot no good, and then Minden just flat out drops the ball out of bounds. They were fighting between themselves and a free possession here for Pierce. So the Blue Jays take it out on the baseline. You're listening to the state tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Giltner. Inbounds pass comes short, low block, back out of the right wing. Here's Atkins, six-footer, no good. Rebound in traffic, brought down by Stewart. She's going to be fouled. Pierce got a little too aggressive there, trying to box out Stewart. And the foul is on Kepke. First foul of the game on Pierce. 4:45 to go here in this first quarter of play. And up the floor with it will be Brooke Kissinger. Over on the right wing to Boudreau, into the corner to Stewart. Stewart and Boudreau are going to have to do something offensively because they're really kind of giving them free rein. Into the corner, another three. Kissinger casts it up quickly. It hits nothing. Rebound to Koepke. And off to the races, Pierce. Baseball pass to the other end. Tucker had to be fouled. And Jamie Kissinger crashes into a cameraman at the other end, but bounces up quickly, and it looks like everybody's okay. But Jamie will pick up her first foul. And Rachel Tucker, who came into the ball game, will go to the line as the team's leading scorer, and she does it off the bench. Pierce having the better of it so far, though, in this quarterfinal first quarter. And the first free throw by Tucker. Takes a long time. Casts it up and good. Whatever the routine, as long as it goes in. Allie Rouse now checks in for Minden. And here comes Sydney Solacek for Pierce. She's a sophomore as well. Second free throw now coming up for Tucker. Rachel, about 7 seconds into the 10-second count, puts it up and in. And it is 10-3 in favor of the Pierce Blue Jays here at Pershing Auditorium with 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Brooke Kissinger passes off the dribble to Stewart, goes backside right through Stadler's hands and out of bounds. Second turnover for Minden, with the vibe right now just not very good for the Whippets. Just nothing there. Nothing there so far. And Boudreau's going to come back in. Stadler's going to check out of the ball game here, and Pierce has it. So if Minden can't score, they've got to find a way to keep Pierce from scoring, as Stanacek gets it to Brett Schneider, who's into the front court. On the right wing, they go to Solacek. To Stanacek at the free throw line. She'll cast the jumper up. No good. Offensive rebound. Tucker underneath. She can't get the foot back. Another offensive rebound. Stanacek, she just throws it up there. No good. And the rebound brought down by Brooke Kissinger. Pushes the ball up the floor, comes into the lane, scoop shot, no good. It's tipped out of bounds, and it will belong to Pierce. 3:42 to go here in the first quarter. 10-3, Blue Jays with the lead. Up the floor, breaking the press, is going to be Brett Schneider. Coast to coast, lays it up and in. You hardly ever see a press get broken the first 15 feet, but it's like fourth and one, everybody was trying to stop the run, and all of a sudden, here comes Brett Schneider down the sideline, and there was nobody that was going to catch her. She dribbled 65 feet, long three, Kissinger off the front of the iron, no good. The rebound brought down by Brett Schneider. 12-3, Pierce. They attack the baseline again. Rouse knocks the ball away. It's loose in the lane, and coming out of there with it is going to be Rebecca Stewart. Allie Rouse deflecting that ball, Pierce's first turnover. Kissinger to the high post. Stewart, backdoor, there's Boudreau. Takes a dribble, though, and now is fouled. She'll go to the line. So Elena Boudreau will shoot two. And you knew it would be at some point this season that a team would be able to maybe take away the big three for Minden, and that's what Pierce has done so far. The foul was called on Stanacek. That's her first. And the free throw is up, dancing around and in. For Elena Boudreau. Pierce will sub back in. And it's going to be Devin Dott and Christina Koepke. Stadler waiting to check back in for Boudreau if she makes this free throw. With 2:57 to go here in the first quarter. State tournament action brought to you by Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers. Bob Sass Flowers. Second rebound or free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Wiedenfeld. And she'll give it off to Solacek, who runs the point. Bounce pass on the left wing. They'll go to Gannat. Back to the free throw line. Open jumper. Spins out. No good that time. Offensive rebound. Gannat puts it back up. No good. And Minden trying to grab the rebound. And Boudreau will come out of there with it. She gives it to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie up the floor and reaching in to commit the foul is Solacek. She thought she was going right. Got crossed up with her feet and had to reach in and commit the foul. That'll be her first of the third team foul on the Blue Jays. And Stadler in, Boudreau out. This is not a very deep team for Coach Cremosta. He's only going to play about seven girls. Inbounds pass to Brooke Kissinger. Tries to thread the needle down low. It's off of her teammate, Rebecca Stewart, and Minden's third turnover. Up the floor with it will be Salacic. Gets a high pick here. Rouse fights through the screen. Up top, they'll go to Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld into the paint. Blocked from behind, but a foul going to be called, I believe, on Stewart. Jamie Kissinger blocked the shot, but Rebecca Stewart will be called for the foul. It'll be her first of the team fouls, are even at three. And at the line, Rachel Wiedenfeld to shoot two. First free throw is on the way, and it's good. 13-4. Again, the one common opponent these two teams have is Kearney Catholic, and Minden doesn't want to compare scores. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Pierce is also 4-for-4 from the line here in the quarter, and it's 14-4. And for Pierce, they're off to a great start here. And for Minden, this is kind of a repeat of the last three quarters of their last game against Kearney Catholic. Across the timeline comes Kissinger. Swinging into the right-hand corner. Ball tipped away, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover number 4 for Minden. At the end of the first quarter of play, O'Neill St. Mary's has a 10-6 lead over Sutherland in Class D1 action. Up the floor with it will be Salacek. Pierce looking to build on this 10-point lead. Free throw line. They don't even get out to Garter, but giving it off Kepke and driving in Salacek. Her runner is no good. Rebound brought down by Rebecca Stewart. First, second here of the game. Jamie Kissinger pushes it up with a left-hand dribble. Stops on the wing. Skip pass over to Rouse. Rouse gets right back to Brooke Kissinger. She'll drive into the lane. Takes it up with a scoop shot and scores. Brooke Kissinger with the first two-point bucket of the game for Minden. A minute 30 to go here in the first quarter. 14-6 Pierce. Brooke has a 3 and a 2. Boudreaux has a free throw. That's the scoring so far. Salacek gives it off to Gannon. Well out of the right wing to Atkins, who's back in. Top of the circle to Kepke. Stewart sags on her. Now in the left-hand corner, they'll go to Gannon. Man-to-man defense, Minden. Entry pass is knocked away by Stadler. Last touch by Pierce. Nice job by Sydney Stadler to create an extra possession here for the Minden Whippets. First quarter, first state tournament game of the year, of the weekend. We've seen it earlier on a couple of games. That anxiety maybe wears you down a little bit early. Stewart decides to drive, dishes it off at the last moment. Back out to Brooke Kissinger, too far away. So she drives, and a hand check foul on Sydney Salacek as she got inside the arc. That'll be her second and the team's fourth. Northwest is out of the gates quickly, leading McCook 7-0 in the first 2 minutes. In Class B at the Devaney Center. Rouse to inbound it here to Brooke Kissinger. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. High post, Stewart tries to force it underneath to Stadler, and Stadler is fouled on the shot by Gannon, who got lost in traffic there. And Sydney Stadler will now go to the line and shoot two. These will be the first free throws for Stadler here in the basketball game. And the first one is up and good. Into the ball game for Minden will be Shea Taylor. Back in will be Wiedenfeld for Pierce. 47 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Minden trying to claw their way back into it. Second free throw, that's going to be a little short. Rebound brought down by Kepke. She's got 5 here in the quarter. And Pierce has the basketball with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter, leading it 14-7. On the right wing with it is Atkins, guarded closely by Taylor. Atkins holds the ball. Now starts with the left-hand dribble to the high post. Leads it off in the corner. 15-foot jumper by Gannon. Hangs on the front of the rim. No good. Ball's tipped out wide, and Jamie Kissinger will grab the loose basketball. Pushes it up the floor, but no numbers. Has to slow it up. Gives it to Brooke. Skip pass left-hand corner to Taylor. Right back to Jamie. Catch and shoot three. It's good. Three-pointer for Jamie Kissinger. And Minden has scored 6 in a row to cut it to 4. But then in the backcourt, Jamie goes for a steal. And is called for her second foul. It was right underneath the hoop. Would have been an awesome play. A steal and a bucket would have cut it to 2. But now she'll have to check out. And Allie Rouse will check in. It's one thing we never really talked about. Pierce is going to have more depth. And Minden cannot afford to get their big three in foul trouble. 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Pierce has it. Needing to go full court. And backcourt pressure being put on here by the Whippets. They'll dump it in short to Brett Schneider. And Brett Schneider is at midcourt with 5 seconds. Brett Schneider left. All the way to the corner. Pierce didn't know how much time's left. They don't get a shot away. They didn't even take a look at the hoop. So Minden gets a break. And at the end of the first quarter of play, Pierce 14, Minden 10. You're listening to High School Hoops State Tournament Style on Classic Hits.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, ready to head to the second quarter of play. And Minden will get the defense to start this as Pierce has the ball, leading it 14-10. We'll give you some numbers here in just a moment as Pierce lobs it inside. Short jumper won't go for Koepke, and the rebound brought down by Brooke Kissinger. Minden's just playing a little bit better as his game has moved along here, hitting the boards, playing better defense inside. There's a lob down low. Statler couldn't catch it cleanly, but saves it out to Jamie Kissinger. She's basically double-teamed, and it's picked away. Fifth turnover for Minden. Pierce has two. Rebounds, 11 for Pierce, 6 for Minden. Three-point shooting, 2 of 5 for Minden. Pierce did not attempt one. Free throw shooting, 4 for 4 for Pierce, 2 for 4 for Minden. As we are underway here in the second quarter of play. Left-hand corner, driving the baseline, looking for room as Wiedenfeld stops, kicks it back out. Stanacic in the paint, still in the paint, still in the paint, finally gets out of there. Back up top to Atkins. Atkins swings it off. Brett Schneider drives, and we've got an offensive foul called here. Illegal screen on Stanacic, her second. The sixth team foul on Pierce. So Stanacic and Solacic have two fouls each. Jamie Kissinger has two for Minden. Minden has scored sixth row. And they lead it 14-10 after the first quarter of play. And now a jump ball as Minden gets tied up again, trying to get it in the corner to Sydney Statler. The arrow does point the way of Minden, so they'll get to maintain possession here. Rouse is in, and Shea Taylor will check out. Boudreaux also on the bench right now. So Stewart, both Kissingers, Rouse and Statler. Long three off the inbounds, and Brooke Kissinger nails it. 8 points for Brooke Kissinger. 9 in a row for Minden, and they're back in the ball game. 14-13, Pierce still leads by one, but Minden is back into it. Pierce lobs backhand left corner. They get it to Atkins. Nothing there for her. Up top to Koepke. They let her have it at the three-point line. She'll go to Wiedenfeld. Pulls up in the paint. 10-footer good. 6 points now for Rachel. And it's 16-13. That snaps the 9-0 run by Minden. Across the timeline with it, Brooke Kissinger against this trapping man-to-man. Statler on the right baseline. Needs some help. Throws it out top to Brooke. Brooke way out there. Gives it over to Rouse. Back out to Kissinger. A long, that's 28 feet. It's short, no good. Rebound brought down by Tucker. And here comes Pierce. Kissinger is not afraid to shoot it anywhere from inside 30 feet. There's no doubt about it. Collision at the other end. The ball's loose. It's still loose. And Brooke Kissinger stole it. And then Pierce commits the foul with Rachel Wiedenfeld. That's her first. And that'll mean a 1-1 here for Brooke Kissinger, who has 8 of her team's 13 points and is the team's leading scorer. After one quarter of play, it is Why Not 23 and Giltner 10. That game currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And again, the B game, Northwestern McCook, got started late because of the overtime win by Seward. And Brooke Kissinger missed the front end of the 1-1. Koepke gets her sixth rebound here for Pierce. Brett Schneider across the timeline, gets the pick at the top of the key, then dribbled it off her foot, had to run it down, and did. Now Jamie Kissinger goes for the steal, has to be careful with those two fouls. Wiedenfeld has it. She's backing her down into the paint, but she walked with a basketball. Or will we get a timeout? No, we get a timeout before that. A timeout called by Pierce. And with 5:27 to go here in the first half of play, it's Pierce 16, Minden 13. You're listening to the Girls State Basketball Tournament brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Pizza on West 39th Street in Kearney. And Pierce throws it up top, fires it right back down low. Atkins, a little seven-footer, is up and in, and Pierce is now back up by five. Minden kicks it up top. Brooke Kissinger, left-hand dribble to the elbow, tries to get it inside. It's tipped away again. Boudreaux runs it down, but it goes out of bounds. Sixth turnover for the Minden Lady Whippets. And they're having trouble getting the ball inside. Any kind of post presence just hasn't worked. They haven't executed the play very well. The passes are there. It either gets tipped or it's dropped or it's not caught cleanly. And that's really hurting Minden right now. The Whippets cut it from 10 to 1, and now they're down 5 again as the ball comes inside to Koepke, and she is fouled before she can get the shot away. Minden doesn't want to give it all right back now. And the foul will be called on Elena Boudreaux, her first and the team's fifth here in the first half of play. And Rouse is out, and the original five starters back on the floor for Minden. Pierce off the inbounds, just trying to force their way into the paint. They kick it out to Brett Schneider, up top to Atkins. A couple of dribbles to the right elbow, picks the ball up and goes to Brett Schneider on the left wing. Starts to penetrate, backs out again, up top to Koepke. Swings it right side against the man-to-man for a three. Atkins can't get that to go. That's the first three attempted by Pierce, and Stewart will have her third rebound. Up to Jamie Kissinger, around one, around two, got tripped up, gave it off the last second. The shot's going to be blocked, picked up by Stewart. She can't make the two-footer, and the rebound brought down by Koepke again after Wiedenfeld blocked the first shot. It remains 18-13, Pierce. High post Koepke, fires baseline, got it underneath the Tucker. Her layup is good. Pierce does such a good job of keeping the ball up high, getting the ball down low, but by keeping it up high, I mean, that ball's above their head, and they're making the passes. Boudreaux off the screen at the other end. It's going to be blocked. Third one by Wiedenfeld, and then a travel called on Minden. Six in a row now by the Blue Jays. They're up by 7, 20-13. 3:58 to go here before halftime. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll have all the first half stats, recap the action from throughout the day, and scores from the other three venues tonight. But Minden needs to make something happen now as they trail by 7. Back door wide open, easy layup for Wiedenfeld. Timeout by Minden. The lead was 10, down to 1, back to 9. 3:46 to go in the first half. Pierce 22, Minden 13. We'll be right back.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda with you here at Pershing Auditorium. I want to thank our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school state tournament basketball, including Tom Dinsdale Automotive, featuring Chevrolet, GMC, BMW, Hyundai, Cadillac, and Hallmark Trailers in Grand Island. Allie Rouse into the ballgame on the right wing with it for Minden, gives it to Brooke Kissinger, drives into the double team, lobs it down low, tipped away again. It's the same old song and dance right now for Minden. They try to get it inside, and it's either a turnover or a block shot right now. Pierce has brought in Allie Kolbus to the ball game, and then out front, a foul as they try to get the ball to Tucker. Stadler was late coming off the screen, kind of got tripped up and fell into her. That'll be her first foul, sixth team foul. And Pierce will throw it in here with Katie Atkins. They are on an 8-0 run. 22-13 Blue Jays. 3:15 to go here in quarter number two. Kolbus up top, gives it to Tucker, swings it on the left wing to Atkins. Skip pass backside. Tucker makes a great catch. Tries a reverse layup, but does too many bunny hops. And that'll be the fourth turnover by Pierce. Once she caught the ball, she had about 3 minute whippets to navigate through and tried to do it instead of taking a step back jumper from about 7. Across the timeline with it, Brooke Kissinger to Rouse on the high post to Stadler. Back up top to Jamie Kissinger. Tries a wraparound pass. We're going to get a jump. Arrow points the way of Pierce. And since that timeout here, a minute ago, nothing has happened for Minden. So Pierce will have it again. That's the ninth Minden turnover, 5 here in the quarter. And Brett Schneider in the backcourt is fouled by Brooke Kissinger. And that's a 1-1. Second foul on Brooke Kissinger. And something's going to have to drastically change right now for Minden. We mentioned that in the first quarter when they were down 10, but they're playing 7 girls. And just having 3 scores right now seems to really be wearing on them a little bit as J.C. Brett Schneider will shoot a 1-1. It's up, it's in. Pierce continues to run in a variety of different players, and they have already had 5 different players score in the game. Second free throw now for Brett Schneider. That's going to be off the front of the rim and in. 6 points for Brett Schneider. 24-13, the lead now 11, a 10-0 run by Pierce. Allie Rouse with it on the right wing. High post to Stewart. She tries to drive. She dribbles it off her leg. Another Minden turnover. And Pierce comes up the floor. It's been a long time since Minden even had a decent shot right now. And with it is Brett Schneider behind the back, takes it in, and Brooke Kissinger just got her 3rd foul. And at the line to shoot 2 will be J.C. Brett Schneider. And the leading scorer for Minden has 3 fouls with 2:28 to go in the half and is not coming out of the game. The free throw is up, and it is in by Brett Schneider. 25-13 Pierce. Minden has hit 3 threes, and that's the offense that they have. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Brett Schneider hits them both, 26-13. As Minden brings it across the timeline, that zone is pushing them even farther away. So driving in will be Brooke Kissinger. Tries to scoop pass to the other baseline. The shot is swatted away by Tucker. Minden gets it back. They take it inside. They throw it away. Here comes Pierce, 2-on-2. Fast break. Tucker to the rack and another layup. Pierce is not missing anything inside 5 feet. We've seen a bunch of teams do that here today. And Minden is going to call their 3rd time out of the half. This game is about to get away from Minden. It's 28-13 Pierce with 2:01 to go in the second quarter here on Classic Hits. This is a 30.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Time out, another three-pointer that's missed by Minden, and Pierce comes out of there with a basketball and ends up in Brett Schneider's hands. 28-13, Pierce. Crossover dribble, Brett Schneider in traffic, throws it up, no good. Rebound, Tucker, and she'll be fouled on the putback. She'll get two free throws. And Pierce is playing about as good as you can play. They had a little drought there at the beginning of the quarter, but they're making their shots inside. They're killing Minden on the boards as they should be because of their height advantage. And they're forcing Minden farther and farther away from the hoop. Foul was called on Allie Rouse, her first. And the free throw is up and it is in for Tucker. And she already has 7 points, 29-13. And checking in for Pierce, Devin Gannott again. Also coming in, Sydney Solacek. So Coach Sindelar's team clicking right now. They have scored 15 in a row. Second free throw by Tucker is good. 6 and a quarter, 8 in the game, 16 in a row for Pierce, and they're up 30-13. Brooke Kissinger swings it over to Rouse, down to the baseline to Boudreaux. Boudreaux knocked out of her hands. Ball is stolen away again. The 8th turnover of the quarter by Minden. Across the timeline with it will be Solacek. Solacek off the pick. Drives and kicks it back up top to Gannott. Gannott, a couple of dribbles, doesn't go anywhere. Back to Solacek. Rouse went for the steal, couldn't get it. Solacek comes inside, kicks it back out. 17-footer, it's good. Devin Gannott with her first bucket, and Pierce can't miss. 32-13, Blue Jays. And Minden, just 5 quarters in a row for them that is not like they have been playing all year. Jamie Kissinger drives, has her shot blocked from behind by Wiedenfelt, got it back, kicked it out for a long-range jumper, no good. We're going to get a jump ball on the rebound. The arrow does point the way of Minden as Jamie Kissinger got the ball. 38 seconds to go here in the first half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Minden has hit a three-point bucket by Brooke Kissinger, and that's it. They haven't scored in about 6 minutes. Brooke drives, one-hand runner off the heel, no good. Rebound brought down by Solacek, and Pierce could play the last shot if they want, but they've got numbers and just taking it right in for an uncontested layup is Wiedenfelt, but it rattles out, no good. Brooke Kissinger brings up the ball, and she's going to be fouled as she brings it up the floor by Gannott. That'll be her second, and it will give Minden a chance to shoot some free throws. And Brooke Kissinger, 0 of 1, has 8 of her team's 13 points. But Minden's on a 6-minute dry spell, plus free throw is up, and it dances in. And that will move the score to 14 for Minden, a team that averages nearly 59 points a game. Second free throw for Brooke, and it's good as well. And Brooke, with those three fouls, I imagine she's going to come out, and Shay Taylor will check in. 18 seconds to go in the half. And that 18-0 run by Pierce comes to an end. Across the timeline, Solacek, 12 seconds. It stops, throws it up top into the hands of Wiedenfelt. She'll drive all the way to the low block, forces the jumper up, no good. Rebound is tipped around into the hands of Sydney Stadler. 2 seconds, 1 second from half court. It's on the way and hits the front of the rim from Jamie Kissinger. And we are at halftime. Pierce ends the first half on an 18-2 run. And your score is Pierce 32 and Minden 15. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Farming is your way of life. State Farm agent Kim Snavely gets that. State Farm's policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Kim. She's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Kim Snavely of Minden at 832-2168. for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Back to Pershing Auditorium for Classic Hits coverage of the State Girls Basketball Tournament, brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in central Nebraska to serve you. It is the final game of the opening day of the 2013 State Tournament. We are at halftime. It is Pierce 32 and Minden 15. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. Well, a lot of basketball is going on around the state of Nebraska. Let's give you the updates. St. Mary's, O'Neill St. Mary's, has taken a halftime lead over Sutherland in Class D1, 26-16. The other two games are nearing halftime. Why Not had a good lead in their ball game over Giltner. That's currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Grand Island Northwest was up by 14 in the first quarter on McCook. That game's a little behind because the previous game had gone into overtime with Seward surviving Holdridge 50-43. Let's take a look at those scores from around the state tournament in case you missed any of them from earlier in the day. In Class A, Millard West beats Lincoln Northeast 65-45. Lincoln Southeast over Bellevue East 57-49. Bellevue West, the top seed in A, pushed to the brink. Omaha Benson falls, though, to Bellevue West. Number one seed wins at 53-51. Omaha Central 61-60 over Millard North. In B, Beatrice beat South Sioux City 59-56. Norris beat Gretna 44-43. Seward in overtime beats Holdridge 50-43. So the only Class B game that hasn't been close today is right now with Northwest leading McCook. Earlier today in C1, it was a rough shooting day in the opening game, but Kearney Catholic found a way to beat Norfolk Catholic 39-31. They'll play Wahoo tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Devaney Center. Wahoo knocked out Fillmore Central 45-31. Shadron beat Lincoln Christian 54-43. They'll play the winner of this game tomorrow at 3:45. If Minden can find a way to come back in this one, we'll have that for you as well. In C2, St. Cecilia beat Sutton 50-34. Hershey beat North Platte St. Pat's 53-34. St. Cecilia and Hershey will play here at Pershing tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Crofton down North Bend Central 54-19. Homer over Aquinas 54-39. In D1, Pender over Palmer 70-30. Emerson Hubbard beat Friend 52-45. West Point Guardian Angels over Arapaho 83-28. And at halftime, O'Neill St. Mary's leads Sutherland 26-16. In D2, Fall City Sacred Heart over Sandhill Stedford 57-42. Osmond beat Deschler 42-27. And Lindsay Holy Family rolled Juanita Palisade 69-39. And at last check, Why Not was up 45-24 over Giltner with 2 minutes to go in the first half. And now Northwest leads at the half over McCook by a score of 26-9. So that's your state tournament update here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll be back with more in a minute.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today.
Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
Glad to have you back here at Pershing Auditorium. A reminder that the boys' state tournament is 1 week from today, and we'll be right back here with C1 action in Pershing Auditorium next Thursday night. Our doubleheader will begin with Kearney Catholic against Boone Central Newman Grove at 7, and Gibbon will take on Kimball at 9. But we've got plenty of other basketball. We will have Sutton in their first round game taking on Crofton at 9 in the morning on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Also, Giltner, why not, at 7. Kennesaw, Burwell at 8:45 will also be on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And Adams Central, their first-round game against Wayne, will either be on the Breeze or 12:30 AM KHAS. Bottom line is they will all be on the net as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So the boys' state tournament coming your way next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Also a reminder, folks, ESPN Radio, we've been the only station the last few years to bring you every single state championship game in football, girls basketball, and boys basketball. And it all starts Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The first championship game will be in C2, then D2 at 11, and Class A at 1. At 4:30, C1, B at 6:30, and D1 will finish things up at 8:30 on Saturday. Again at the half, it is Pierce 32 and Minden 15. We'll look at the first half numbers right after this timeout.
The folks at Bob Sass Flowers know spring is right around the corner. They know it because it's girls' state basketball, and the beautiful merchandise that Dave and Amy ordered from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at the first half numbers of our C1 Girls Contest. First off, for Minden, Brooke Kissinger, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Elena Boudreaux, 1.2 rebounds. Jamie Kissinger, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Rebecca Stewart has not scored. She has 3 rebounds. And Sydney Stadler, 1 point, 1 rebound, 1 block. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting for the Whippets, 2 of 5 in the first quarter, 1 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first, 8 in the second. Minden had 10 points in the first quarter. They were held to 5 in the second quarter. Their only field goal came in the first 90 seconds, so a long drought there for the Whippets. 15 points, 11 rebounds, 4 out of 7 at the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 12 turnovers for Minden. For Pierce, Katie Atkins has 2 points. Sydney Solacek has a rebound. Brannigan Stanacek has 2 rebounds. J.C. Brettschneider has 8 points. She's one of 3 Blue Jays with 8 points. She also has 2 rebounds. Devin Gannat, 2 points and a rebound. Rachel Wiedenfeld, 8 points, 1 rebound, 4 blocks. Rachel Tucker, 8 points, 3 rebounds and a block. And Christina Kepke, 4 points and a game-high 7 rebounds. I had Pierce for 11 rebounds in the first quarter and 6 in the second quarter of play. Free throw shooting outstanding. 4 of 4 in the first quarter, 6 of 6 in the second quarter. The only 3 they attempted, they missed. Turnovers, 2 in each quarter. Pierce had 14 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second. At the half, the Blue Jays have 32 points, 17 rebounds, 10 out of 10 at the free throw line, 0 of 1 from 3-point land, 5 blocks, and 4 turnovers. Foul situation, Pierce has 2 fouls apiece on Solacek, Stanacek, and Gannat. Minden has 3 fouls on Brooke Kissinger and 2 on Jamie Kissinger. At the half, it is the number 5 seed, Pierce, ranked second of the state, leading the number 4 seed and 4th ranked Minden by a score of 32-15. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravetta Sanitation. Minden has a lot of work to do, and it begins when we head into the second half after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. Pierce just in their fourth ever state tournament. Last time they were here was in 95. They beat Mitchell in the first round and lost to SCOTUS. They were also in the 82 and 86 state tournaments, and they have never been to the finals. They are 2-3 all time in the state tournament, but they will begin this second half up by 17, 32-15. Minden was 4 of 22 from the field in the first half of play. So they have got to find a way to shoot that ball, obviously, a lot better. And here we go as Pierce gets the ball to start the third quarter of play. Let's see if they start like they did in the first quarter with a couple of quick buckets. It'll be over to Atkins. Atkins up top to Brett Schneider. Swings it right side. Open three is on the way, and it is in by Wiedenfeld, a 6-foot senior. Players that don't shoot threes, shoot them and hit them here tonight for Pierce. 35-15. At the other end, the three-pointer trying to answer for Minden is no good. The rebound will be brought down by Koepke. That's her eighth. And Pierce is on cruise control here. Over on the right wing to Wiedenfeld. Trying to lob it inside. The ball deflected, but it falls right into the hands of Stanacic, who walked with the basketball. And finally, the whistle blows and we'll go the other way. Stanacic was like a pinball in there, just forcing her way off of three or four Minden whippets, and finally took that extra step. So Minden brings the ball up the floor. They're down by more than they've scored. That's never a good sight. Brooke Kissinger, ball fake three, tries baseline, and one-hand runner up and in. And Brooke gets her 12th point of the ball game, 35-17. Halftime, why not 49, Giltner 30 in Class D2. Northwest leading McCook 26-9. O'Neill St. Mary's 26-16 over Sutherland, and they're already into the third quarter. Lob down low. There's Koepke again on the way up, another foul. Backside help late getting there. And Boudreau is going to pick up. Well, maybe they'll call Stewart. And they're going to give it on Rebecca Stewart, her second. And at the line to shoot two free throws will be Christina Koepke. First trip to the line, 10 for 10 so far for Pierce from the free throw line. Trying to make it 11 for 11 is the 6'2 senior. She'll take her time, fire it up, and it rattles around and in and out, no good. So the first miss for Pierce from the charity stripe. Second free throw coming up for Koepke. Pierce players take a lot of time at that line before they shoot free throws. We noticed that in the Kearney Catholic game earlier this year, and this free throw is no good. And Stewart will grab her fourth rebound. Up the floor comes Brooke Kissinger. Looks for Jamie, decides to dribble right side, draw the double team out to Jamie. Ball fake, drives, 12-footer, no good. Rebound slapped around, and it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to Pierce. Coach Kramosta says, hey, I want a discussion here. That was tipped off Pierce. He's going to get him to discuss it here. But I don't think they're going to overturn it. Yeah, they are going to overturn it. They are going to get it overturned here. No argument from the Pierce bench, which is on the other side of the floor. So a break there. Give credit to Boudreau for keeping that one alive. Now can Minden take advantage? They try to lob it out to Brooke in the left-hand corner. She'll get it inside to Stewart. Turn around. It's slapped back to her by Stanacic. She'll try again and score. First bucket of the ball game for Rebecca Stewart. 35-19. Minden's got to just keep things going. Score on almost every possession. Get back in this game. Pierce wide open on the right wing. Atkins decides not to do anything with it. Goes up top for the 18-footer. That's well short by Brett Schneider, but it is saved in again by Koepke. The jumper on the right wing is no good by Atkins. And on the rebound, a foul called. I believe Jamie Kissinger came out of that scrum with the ball. And the foul is on Koepke, her second. First foul of the half on Pierce. And she's going to check out here real quick. And Tucker checks back in. Tucker, a 6'1 sophomore who looks taller than anybody else on the floor. She probably grew a couple more inches. She's playing about 6'3. Brooke Kissinger fakes the three. Right-hand drive again. The foul going to be called. A lot of one-hand runners by Minden when they get inside because they know they have to get rid of it quickly against the much taller Pierce forwards. And the foul is called on Brannigan Stanacic, her third. And at the line, Brooke Kissinger to shoot two. First free throw is up and no good. Minden is going to have to find a way to do about everything right here in the second half, and that includes free throws. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Kissinger gets one of two. She's got 13, 35-20. Pierce, 5:45 to go here in the third quarter. Pierce having no problem breaking the pressure. They'll dump it inside to Tucker. The ball deflected, but it is picked back up by the Blue Jays on the baseline by Brett Schneider. Excuse me, that is Gannat who's checked in. Gannat swings it over the right side to Atkins. Skip pass back over to Gannat. Long three is good. Devin Gannat hits the three-point bucket. Two threes here in the third quarter after they only attempted one in the entire first half and missed it. So it's back to 18, 38-20. Baseline, reverse layup, Stadler. Nice move, but can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld gets it into the front court to Brett Schneider. JC at the top of the circle. Pass deflected away by Jamie Kissinger. Exactly 5 minutes to go. They're moving right along in D1. O'Neill St. Mary's leads Sutherland 38-26 after three quarters of play. And on the left wing here for Pierce, up by 18 points. Stewart tries to knock it away, but every loose ball is picked up by Pierce. Just got away with a walk, and then Minden gets called for a foul. It looked like Wiedenfeld had lost her balance after grabbing the loose ball, but she's going to get bailed out and go to the line to shoot two here. And again, you just kind of seeing if Minden can make something happen. It looked like a couple of good things and then negated. As Boudreaux's second foul will be the second team foul, and the free throw is no good by Wiedenfeld. And the second free throw now by Wiedenfeld, who has 11 points and 4 blocks. Give her another point. She's got 12. 39-20. Minden, their lowest output of the year, was the 36 against Holdridge earlier this year. Stewart, 10-foot jumper, no good. Tries to get her own rebound, but it ends up in the hands of Jamie Kissinger. And a whistle and a foul on the far side. Goes against Pierce. It'll be Gannat with her third. Minden has been held under 40 points only one time this year. Even scored 48 the other night against Kearney Catholic, but here they turn it over for the 13th time, and Pierce will bring it across. Over on the left wing to Gannat. Back up top to Brett Schneider. Pierce looking really good. Right-hand corner, another three on the way, and it is in. They'll say her toe was on the line, but Katie Atkins hits another long-range jumper, and the lead is now 21, six in a row for Pierce. Boudreaux, right corner. Drives the baseline, tries to kick it to Stewart, deflected to Kissinger, kicks it out from Brooke to Jamie. Three-pointer good. Her second three-pointer of the ball game for Jamie Kissinger, and it's 41-23. But Pierce has shown no signs of letting up here anywhere throughout the ball game. They jumped out 14-4. It was cut to 14-13, but then an 18-0 run by Pierce, and they haven't looked back. Shot of the baseline is no good. Rebound put back up. It's no good by Wiedenfeld. Ball goes out of bounds off of Minden. And Allie Rounce will check back in. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Charney Hastings Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Pierce 41, Minden 23, 3:35 left to go in the third quarter. Jumper down low, Tucker rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound Stewart, her fifth, up ahead to Jamie Kissinger. Jamie, straight away, long three, hits the front of the rim, no good. And the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds right in front of us, and it'll stay with Minden. Brooke Kissinger elected to let the ball go out of bounds. And so now Minden will take it out right in front of us here in the front court. Koepke is back in. Right now it is Rouse to throw it in here to Brooke Kissinger. Jamie Kissinger along with Stewart and Stadler on the floor. Again, only seven girls have played so far for Minden. Pierce has used about 10. Stadler in the left-hand corner. Gets it to Brooke. Kissinger is guarded there by Solacek. Into the corner, Jamie Kissinger. The three from the left-hand corner is good. And Minden's going to need a ton of them. 41-26, so back-to-back threes. Gets it back down to 15 with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Pierce takes its time with Solacek up top. Tucker outside the arc. She decides to drive, but they're going to call her for a walk. She made the bucket, but you don't usually see the 6'3 sophomore make a move. And with that, we will see a timeout called by the Pierce Blue Jays. 2:49 to go here in the third quarter of play, and it is Pierce 41, Minden 26. We'll be right back.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Helder. What sets Channel apart in seedmanship? We get to know our customers and their farms first. Then we use that knowledge to provide expert hands-on service and support and industry-leading seed products. While our customers may only buy seed once a year, at Channel, we treat it as a year-round experience. Channel listens around the kitchen table, at the backyard barbecue. The secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth.
This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. Terry Douglas would take a large pepperoni right now, by the way, from Little Caesars. He'd like to have it delivered right now to midcourt. He's been here all day. He's tired. He's hungry. But right now, Minden has the ball out of the timeout, and they throw it away. An unforced error when they could get a little run going here. And it'll be the 14th turnover on the Whippets here in the ball game. Pierce has given it up only six times. And Pierce with a basketball. Brett Schneider brings it across the timeline. As we said, Minden's just going to have to play nearly perfect here in the second half. And Brett Schneider's pull-up jumper, no good. Another offensive rebound. Tucker powers it up and in. Tons of offensive rebounds in this game for Pierce. Just one of the many things that they're doing so well here tonight. 43-26, high post Stewart. She decides, I'll shoot that and hit it. Straight away, Stewart from 16, her second bucket in the quarter, her second bucket in the game. Pressure in the backcourt. Rouse went for the steal, couldn't quite get it. Brett Schneider pushes it up the floor, spins and lost the ball on the dribble. Picked up there by Kissinger. Jamie down the middle of the floor. Minden running out to Brooke. Three-pointer, they need it, and they won't get it. It's going to be rebounded down by Tucker. That would have cut it to 12 and got Minden a little more confidence. And a double dribble called on Pierce in the backcourt as Brett Schneider was bringing it up against Rouse and Brooke Kissinger. Wasn't guarded overly closely, but as she tried to switch directions, she's called for the double dribble. So Minden gets a chance here. And Katie Atkins will check back in, and Brett Schneider will get a breather. So again, Minden to throw it in here in front of us with a minute 45 to go in quarter number three, but they trail by 15. Kissinger to the high post, Stewart spins back out to Brooke. Long three, spins all the way around and out, no good. They just can't get a key bucket right now. And rebound number nine, make it 10 for Christina Koepke. Minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Up top with it is Atkins, and a foul going to be called as she tried to turn the corner. Discussing, the officials say Allie Rouse with her second. Don't forget, high school basketball tomorrow. Kearney Catholic will be taking on Wahoo at 2 o'clock here on Classic Hits. Inbounds pass for Pierce, trying to go backside post to Wiedenfeld. She'll grab it, get it into Tucker, who, as she turns, is going to be clocked inside. and two free throws coming up for Rachel Tucker, who is 4-4 at the line, has 10 points. State Tournament Basketball brought to you by Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. That is the third foul on Rebecca Stewart. And Tucker tries to keep it rolling here for Pierce. Minden had two chances. A couple of buckets could have cut this baby down to 11, and they didn't convert either time. And now it's back up to 16 as Tucker hits the first free throw. O'Neill, St. Mary's 38, Sutherland 26 at the end of the third quarter of play. Northwest leading McCook, why not leading Giltner as they get into the third quarter of their games. Tucker's second free throw, that one banks in off the front of the rim and in. So Tucker 6 of 6 at the line, and as a ball club, 13 of 14 in the game for Pierce. 45-28. Pierce with the lead over Minden. Brooke Kissinger needs some help. Picks her dribble up, gives it to Boudreaux. Tucker comes out, knocks it away. Top of the key, they go to Stewart. Guarded there by Wiedenfeld. Off to Brooke Kissinger. Off the screen, can't find any separation. Bounce pass underneath. There's Boudreaux. Has it blocked and taken away by Christina Kempke. Pierce has done such an outstanding job doubling down, switching, helping out. And they do it again right there. And head coach Schindler says, let's slow it down a minute. Salace gets it to the free throw line to Kempke, gives it off, and a trip and a travel going to be called here on Wiedenfeld. Wiedenfeld stepped on somebody's foot, threw her off balance. Fifth turnover of the quarter, ninth of the game for Pierce, and here come the Whippets. Brooke Kissinger across the timeline. Pierce really coming out to make sure that if it's a three, it's a 30-footer. Stewart at the top of the circle, left-hand corner. Jamie catch and shoot three. It's short. Rebound comes down again to Pierce, just hardly any second-chance opportunities here for Minden in this basketball game. And in the quarter, 2 of 6 from long range for Minden. Salacek off the screen. Taylor catches up with her. Top of the key, three-pointer on the way by Atkins. It's no good. Ball is beautifully saved into the corner by Kempke. With 5 seconds, they get it underneath. Shot by Wiedenfeld, no good. Putback is no good by Kempke. And we are at the end of the third quarter of play. It was 17 points at halftime. It's 17 points at the end of three. Pierce 45, Minden 28. We'll be right back.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
We head to the fourth quarter of play, and your score is 45-28. Pierce with the lead over Minden. Each team scored 13 points there in the third quarter of play. But a lot of work to do for Minden. They will start the fourth quarter with a basketball and immediately throw it away. Turnover number 15 for Minden. And right now, Minden's not going to be able to say, well, we just gave one away, because Pierce is just doing everything right down to the low block. Kempke is there, spins and shoots and scores. And it is 47-28. I'll tell you what, Shadron looked good today, but I've seen all four games here in C1, and Pierce looks the best. Minden has run into two buzzsaws their last two times out, Kearney Catholic in the sub-district final and here in the first round of state against Pierce. The lead was up to 21. Minden got it down to 15, had a couple possessions, and never got any closer. Stewart high post, good ball fake, power move to the hoop, but puts it up off the mark, no good. Rebound by Tucker, that's the problem for Minden. They get by one 6'2 player, and they run into two more. It's Brett Schneider across the timeline. So it looks like Shadron and Pierce tomorrow. Both teams have plenty of height. Tucker drives in, turnaround jumper, got it to go. Probably could have been a foul called, and Tucker has 14 to make it 49-28, the lead back to 21. Shea Taylor to Stewart. Another pass deflected, but Minden picks this one up. They'll throw it up and in, and a foul will be called. A chance at a three-point play here for Jamie Kissinger. The ball actually bounced the right way for Minden. 13 for Brooke, 11 now for Jamie. The rest of the team, a total of 6 points. And it's 49-30. The foul was called on Koepke. That's her third. She has a dozen rebounds in the game, does Koepke. And looks like we've got some debris on the floor, so try to take care of that right here before we shoot some free throws. Jamie Kissinger, her first trip to the line. She's hit three threes and the two right there. And the free throw is on the way, and it rattles home. So a dozen points now, 49-31. Pierce in the backcourt. Trapped there, Salacek, and we're going to get a timeout by the Pierce Blue Jays. It'll be a full-length timeout. 6:47 to go in the game. Pierce 49, Minden 31 here on Classic Hits.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader. People you know, community people, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people.
Welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. Late Night Hoops at Pershing here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, and Giltner, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Pierce basketball out of the timeout, leading at 49-31, 6:40 to go in the ball game. Northwest leads McCook 42-20 at the end of three quarters in Class B. Why Not leads Giltner 66-43 after three quarters on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Ball out of bounds. Allie Rouse will check in for Minden. Minden, not a lot of seniors. Sydney Stadler, Elena Boudreau, the only two seniors. And next year we'll have three Kissingers on the varsity roster, it would appear, as the youngest sister will be a freshman here for Minden. Driving, and Tucker inside again scores another short-range bucket to make it 51-31. Brooke Kissinger coast-to-coast. Layup spins off the rim, no good. Rebound Tucker. That has been one of the biggest differences in the game. Pierce makes everything in the paint. Minden basically nothing. Salacek, runner at the other end, no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Koepke. She tries to kick it out. The ball is going to be stolen away. Boudreau will come out of there with it for the 10th Pierce turnover. High post, they get it to Stadler. To Rouse, back to Stadler on the left elbow. Jamie Kissinger was wide open. But again, Minden only has probably the two Kissingers out there right now that even look to shoot the ball with Stadler, Rouse, and Boudreau, unless they run a set play for them. And Minden to throw it in to Stadler. Try to get it to Brooke Kissinger. The ball tapped out of bounds. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, we'll have all the final stats for you, run down the state tournament scores from earlier today. 5:45 remaining. Minden trying to make a miracle run here, but they just haven't shown anything that would spark something like that. Rouse out top to Brooke Kissinger. Brooke through the double team into the paint. Off-balance runner. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Jamie Kissinger fouled on the way back up. She'll shoot two. Kissinger with 12 points, 5 rebounds so far in the basketball game. Again, all the other games at the end of the third quarter, Why Not led Giltner 66-43, Northwest over McCook 42-20, and St. Mary's of O'Neill leading Sutton 38-26. That'll be over momentarily. Free throw by Jamie Kissinger is no good. As a team, 6 of 11 right now at the free throw line for the Blue Jays. Second free throw In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Wiedenfeld, her fourth. Gets it out on the wing to Atkins. Katie guarded by Rebecca Stewart. Minden man-to-man. They haven't got out of that. Jamie Kissinger goes for the steal but got the arm, and that'll be the third on Jamie Kissinger. Fifth team foul on the Minden Whippets. Pierce to throw it in front of their own bench. They find Brett Schneider. JC had a very solid first half. Hasn't scored here in the second half. Kicks it out to Katie Atkins. Atkins holds the ball above her head. Skip pass over the top. Gets to Brett Schneider. Attacks left side baseline. High off the glass. No good. But Minden slaps the ball out of bounds. And they'll say it was last touch by Pierce. Statler with the hustle on that play. And we'll give it back over to the Whippets. 10 in the first quarter, 5 in the second quarter, 13 in the third, and so far 3 in the first 3 minutes of the fourth. Stewart at the free throw line. One dribble, kicks it out to Jamie Kissinger, and that's all Minden's offense right now. The three is no good, and Pierce grabs the ball, but they are standing out of bounds when they do so. So another opportunity here for Minden. And Pierce wants to sub. Waiting to get in there is Koepke. 6 points, 12 rebounds for Koepke in the ball game. O'Neill St. Mary's beats Sutherland 52-34 is the final in that game. Brooke Kissinger for a contested three. It is up and in. 16 points now for Brooke Kissinger. 51-34 Pierce, almost stepping out of bounds there was Atkins. She throws it backwards, and her teammate Wiedenfeld is there to get it. And this time they break the pressure. Wiedenfeld, top of the circle, looks for the back cut. Gets it there. Brett Schneider comes inside. Has the ball blocked out of bounds by Sydney Stadler. And she hits the floor a little hard, does Koepke. But it is still Pierce basketball. And Atkins to throw it in from their own baseline. Looking backside. Gets it in for the short jumper. That is up and in by Wiedenfeld. She has 14 of the ball game. And it is 53-34. Minden high post Stewart back out for the three. Brooke Kissinger short. Rebound brought down by Brett Schneider. If my three-point math is correct, Minden is 6 out of 18 from three-point land, and that's okay, 33%. Jamie Kissinger goes for the steal at the other end. She knocks the ball loose for a jump ball. The arrow does point the way of Pierce, so they'll maintain possession, but at least the arrow changes there on the hustle by Jamie Kissinger. Minden had one run in the game, a 9-0 run after they were down 14-4, but then an 18-0 run made it 32-13, and this game has not been close since. 15 points, the closest it's been. Pierce has it up top. Nobody guarding Koepke, so she dribbles all the way in and puts it up too strong, no good. Stadler will grab the board. Give it to Brooke Kissinger. Sees a chance to beat the blue back, so she drives. She spins. It's no good. Pierce just got a fingernail on it, and Wiedenfeld got the rebound. 3.5 minutes to go in Minden season. They trail 53-34. Koepke stands outside the arc on the right wing. She's on the weak side with Stewart there. Takes one dribble, fires it back out between the circles to Atkins. Rouse knocks it out of her hands. They're still trying, but Pierce is just everywhere. It's like they've got seven girls. Nice drive by Brett Schneider. Leaves it off for Koepke. When they went to double-team Brett Schneider, Koepke got the easy layup. And we've said that a lot tonight, haven't we, folks? 55-34. Here's a three. Rouse is going to try one. It's in and out. No good. Rebound Stadler. No good. Stewart back up and in, though. So Rebecca Stewart will get a chance at the three-point play. With 2:58 to go here in the ball game, 55-36. And we've got a timeout called here before the free throw by Pierce. The foul was the fourth on Christina Koepke. 2:58 left to go in a basketball game. It's Pierce 55, Minden 36. We'll be right back.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Welcome back to Pershing Auditorium, where Rebecca Stewart is trying to complete a three-point play, but the free throw is no good. The rebound is brought down by Koepke, unofficially her 14th of the basketball game. Pierce 55, Minden 36, 2:50 to go. Minden overplaying the ball, trying to trap everything right now, and Pierce trying to run some clock in the half court. Atkins way out in front of her own bench, dribbles to the baseline. Needs some help. Brett Schneider trying to get to the ball. Rouse does a good job of denying the ball, deflected away, and it's out of bounds off Pierce. Their 11th turnover. Boudreaux back in. Rouse out for Minden. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. It was 14-10 Pierce after one, 32-15 at halftime, 45-28 at the end of three, and currently 55-36. And Pierce taking a lot of time to substitute people in and out of the game here. As back in will be Stanacek. They've also got Brett Schneider, Stanacek, Tucker, and Wiedenfeld on the floor. Minden up the floor with a basketball. Their original five starters are on the floor. Stewart at the high post looking for Jamie Kissinger. She'll lean. She'll put it up too strong. It spins off the rim. No good. Rebound brought down and a jump ball called. Wiedenfeld got the rebound. Kissinger tied her up. And Minden gets the ball. Pierce fan's not a fan of that one. And here comes Colvus back in for Pierce. A very popular name, obviously, up in the community of Pierce, as Minden will throw it in. Stewart in the right-hand corner to Boudreaux, trying to set up a three, but it's not there. Boudreaux tries to dribble in, and as she gets into traffic, a reach-in foul called on Pierce, and Boudreaux will go to the line to shoot a one-and-one. Fouls on Colmus, her first. And at the line, Elena Boudreaux, one of two. That's her only point, came back in the first quarter of play. And Boudreaux, front end of the one and one, is dancing on the rim, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Wiedenfeld, her seventh. And here come the Blue Jays with Solacek pushing it up the right side. Fires it up to Colmus on the wing. Up top, they'll go to Tucker. Getting their good free throw shooters in the game, but at 19 points, I don't think we're going to see a lot of fouling. Back up top to get it to Tucker. Goes right through her to Colmus. On the right wing to Solacek, trying to post up Tucker. She's double-teamed. Free throw line, Stanacek. She'll jump it up and in. First shot of the game, or first bucket of the game for Brannigan, Stanacek. And it's 57-36, 21-point lead again for Pierce. They've been at that spot three or four times. Stewart's pass again is deflected and turned over. And the Blue Jays will come across the timeline with Wiedenfeld. She throws over the trap to Solacek. Into the right-hand corner to Colmus. 90 seconds to go. Back to Stanacek on the right elbow. Brannigan kicks it back out top to Colmus. Pierce will be 21-4. Minden will end the season at 19-5. The battle of C1 wild cards here in the opening round of the state basketball tournament. Tucker decides to drive, and she's going to get fouled on the shot by Rebecca Stewart. That'll be her fourth. And Rachel Tucker, who is 6 of 6 at the line, 16.7 rebounds off the bench. That seems to work well for her. And so Coach Sindelar keeps bringing her off the bench, and Minden is about ready to clear their bench. The first of two free throws by Tucker. And it is on the way, and good. My, oh my, what a ball player. And that's it for the starters here for Minden. They'll leave us with a minute 9 to go in the ball game as a fine season comes to an end, not the way they wanted it. The state finalists last year will be eliminated here in the opening round in 2013, but you can bet they'll be back next year. Checking in is Addison Woodward, also Shea Taylor, Allie Rouse, Jenna Denny, and Tucker gets ready to put up her second free throw. It's good, a perfect 8 of 8 at the line, 18 points, 59-36, the largest lead of the night. And Rouse got she got a Pershing Auditorium bounce right there. She's bringing the ball up the middle of the floor, uncontested. And the old Pershing boogie monster came up and made it bounce over her head. Also on the floor for Minden is Emily Balcom. And now the bench being cleared by Pierce. Checking in is Stacey Bramer for the first time. Also Shelby Brettschneider. And into the front court with it is Brianna Polt. Polt gives it off to Gannat. A minute to go. Ball knocked away. And picking up the loose ball will be Jenna Denny. Up ahead, she gets it to Woodward. Back to Denny. Lost it in the paint. Jump ball. Arrow points the way of Pierce. So the teams exchange turnovers. The Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Checking into the ball game for Minden will be Josie Madsen. And who else came in? Let's see who we can find. Lily Steen checks in. We are down to 45 seconds to go. Sydney Solacek brings the ball into the front court here, working against Woodward. Swings it over the left wing to Polk. Top of the circle to Bramer. Lobs it inside. Short jumper won't go that time. Rebound fought for. And we're going to get another jump. The first person to grab that loose ball was Madsen. The arrow does point the way of Minden. And also coming in here for Minden for a couple of seconds will be Ashton Bolt. And also getting in there is Mariah Miller. So everybody's going to get in for a couple of possessions here for Minden. Jenna Denny brings the ball up the floor here. Swings it over to Madsen. Back up to Denny on the left wing. They get it to Woodward. 20 seconds to go. Nowhere to go with the ball, so they go to the high post to Miller. Up top, Denny. Back to Miller. Swings it right side. Can't get a shot away. Denny, finally Woodward, throws one up for three. It is no good. Ball is grabbed by Gannat, and time runs down on the opening day of the state tournament and on the Minden Whippets season. The final score, the Pierce Blue Jays 59 and the Minden Whippets 36. Minden will end the season with a record of 19-5, and the 36 points equals their lowest output of the year, going back to the holiday tournament when they lost to Holdridge 49-36. And for Pierce, they'll play Shadron tomorrow at the Devaney Center at 3:45 with a record of 21-4. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
State High School Tournament Basketball brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Bob Sass Flowers, say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers, and Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center getting you back into the game of life with several locations to serve you in central Nebraska. The final game is in the books. It is 59-36. Pierce is your winner over the Minden Whippets here tonight in Class C1. Northwest leading 52-26 with 4.5 to go in their ball game over McCook. O'Neill St. Mary's beat Sutherland by a score of 52-34, and Wynot was all over Giltner in the fourth quarter, which is currently wrapping up on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We'll run down all the final stats for you right after this timeout.
Farming is your way of life. State Farm agent Kim Snavely gets that. State Farm's policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Kim. She's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Kim Snavely of Minden at 832-832-8255. 2168. For a quote or to get more information, get to a better state. Get State Farm.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln as we continue on with the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final stats of the ball game for the Minden Whippets. Shea Taylor, one rebound. Josie Madsen, one rebound. Brooke Kissinger led the way with a team-high 16 points. She had three rebounds. Elena Boudreau, 1.2 rebounds. Jamie Kissinger, 12 points and five rebounds here this evening. Rebecca Stewart, 6 points, all in the second half. She had a team-high 6 rebounds, and Sydney Stadler, 1.3 rebounds and 2 blocked shots. 11 rebounds in the first half, 10 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Minden, 4 of 7 in the first half, just 2 of 7 in the second half, which is very uncharacteristic of the Whippets. 3-point shooting, 3 of 8 in the first half, 3 of 12 in the second half. Turnovers, 12 in the first half and 6 in the second half. They played a much more even game there in the second half, but when you're trying to come back from 17 down in the state tournament, that is a very tough task. Minden had 15 points at halftime. They scored 21 in the second half. The Whippets finished with 36 points, 21 rebounds, 6 out of 14 at the free throw line, 6 of 20 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and 18 turnovers. Minden will end their season at 19-5 on the year. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Pierce right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And back on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Pierce Lady Jays. They had 7 players score. Katie Atkins, 4 points. Sydney Solacek, 2 rebounds. Brannigan Stanacek, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. J.C. Brettschneider, 8 points, all in the first half, 3 rebounds. Devin Gannott, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Rachel Wiedenfeld, 14 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Rachel Tucker, a game-high 18 points, 7 rebounds, and a block shot off the bench. And for Christina Koepke, 8 points, a game-high 14 rebounds, and a block. 17 rebounds in the first half, 20 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 10 of 10 in the first half, 5 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first half, 2 of 3 in the second half. But those threes were back-to-back when Minden finally got at least a couple of buckets to get what they thought might be back into the ball game, and then boom, boom, it goes right back out to a 21-point lead, and they never look back. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, 9 in the second half. Pierce had 32 points at halftime, 27 in the second half, and for a team that averages only 48 points, they were red hot in almost everything they did tonight. 59 points, 37 rebounds, 15 out of 18 at the free throw line, 2 of 4 from 3-point land, 7 block shots, and 13 turnovers as Pierce improves to 21-4 and advances to tomorrow's state semifinal at 3:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, where they will take on Shadron, 59-36 over Minden. Don't think we're going to get a chance to chat with Coach Cremosta, but we'll take one final timeout. give you the final scores from around the state, and wrap it up after this on the Nabisco Sports Post Game Show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show. All games are now final here on this opening day of the 2013 season. It was Wynot defeating Giltner 80-53. Grand Island Northwest beats McCook 61-34. And O'Neill St. Mary's down Sutherland 52-34. So here you are. In case you missed anything from earlier today, let's get you through today and set you up for tomorrow. In Class A, Millard West beat Lincoln Northeast 65-45. Lincoln Southeast over Bellevue East 57-49. They will play Millard West and Lincoln Southeast tomorrow at 9 at the Sports Center. Bellevue West beat Omaha Benson 53-51. Omaha Central over Millard North 61-60. Their game is at 10:45 tomorrow. In Class B, it was Beatrice over South Sioux City 59-56. Norris beat Gretna 44-43. And those two teams will play at the Sports Center at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Seward beats Holdridge 50-43 in overtime, and Northwest, the team that has beaten Seward this year, they beat McCook 61-34. Seward and Northwest, 8:45, should be a great one tomorrow night at the Devaney Sports Center. In C1, Kearney Catholic over Norfolk Catholic 39-31. Wahoo beat Fillmore Central 45-31, and we'll have the game for you tomorrow here on Classic Hit at 2 o'clock at the Sports Center. Shadron over Lincoln Christian 54-43. And in the game you just heard, it was 59-36, Pierce over Minden. So Pierce and Shadron tomorrow at 3:45 at the Sports Center. In C2, St. Cecilia beat Sutton 50-34. Hershey over North Platte St. Pat's 53-34. They'll play on the Breeze 94.5 FM tomorrow morning from Pershing Auditorium at 9 a.m. Crofton beat North Bend 54-19. Homer over Aquinas 54-39. They'll play at Pershing at 10:45. In D1, Pender over Palmer 70-30. Emerson Hubbard over Friend 52-45. They play tomorrow night here at Pershing at 7 o'clock. West Point Guardian Angels 83-28 over Arapahoe. And O'Neill St. Mary's 52-34 over Sutherland. So West Point Guardian Angels and St. Mary's out of O'Neill at Pershing tomorrow night at 8:45. And finally in D2, Fall City Sacred Heart over Sandhills Thetford 57-42. Osmond beat Deschler 42-27. They'll play at Pershing tomorrow at 2. Lindsay Holy Family over Juanita Palisades 69-39. And Wynot over Giltner 80-53. Wynot and Lindsay Holy Family tomorrow at Pershing at 3:45. And that's going to do it for the Nabisco Sports Postgame Show. Nabisco Sports, get your game on at Nabisco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Nabisco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock as Kearney Catholic takes on Wahoo in the C1 State Semifinals from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Our state tournament coverage brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com, Bob Sass Flowers and Family Physical Therapy. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda saying once again, thanks for another great year to the Minden Whippets. It didn't happen tonight. Final score, Pierce 59, Minden 36. Doug Duda saying good night from Pershing Auditorium.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep